We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We go to the dial pad guest line now, even though he's directly in front of us. Warrior big man Kevon Looney with Joe Lowendibs on 95.7 The Game. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing well. How you feeling, man? You took a beating in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, I think we all did. I'm getting better. I'm finally feeling healthy. I had a great summer, been working out really hard, and I'm ready for next year.
New contract's got to help, right?
Yeah, definitely.
How's
helps, with, helps with a whole lot.
A little smile on the face.
I heard he's the big reason why I got paid, yeah. So I'm going to give him some credit.
You know what? What's that smell? New money, yeah. Baby. New money. I go get it, boy.
For 2 years, he's been, and here's the thing. This is the guy that's been trying to undercut Garoppolo from the beginning. He has been as high a fan of yours from day one. You have seen it from the beginning. He's been singing your praises, man. That toughness, that grit. That's the type of thing he used to play with.
Yeah, thanks for your support, man.
No, of course. Question. All of us thought that you, man, what you've been, kind of like that glue. Draymond's the glue. You're one of those glue guys. And just the way you went about your business, brother, that we just always appreciate the way you played. And battling with this injury, how were you able to get through those things? Was just a mindset, the trainer? Actually, bro, if you were ruled out and you still were able to step out there on the court and play at a high level.
Yeah, it was a combination of both. No, the doctors took great care of me. Got me the proper treatment so I can go out there and play. And other than that, it was just my mind. You know, I had to go out there and those things were hurting me. Just block it out. You know, just say if I keep playing hard, sometimes like I just got 5 more minutes left. I can do anything for 5 minutes. So it was just fighting through it. And seeing guys out there like Andre hurt out there, hurt Clay out there hurt. Knowing that KD went out there, put his body on the line. Just like, all right, if them guys can do it, I can do it too. So
I was praying for you.
Yeah, appreciate it,
awesome.
Man.
Yeah, I was. Me and Dibs, we was praying.
The thing is, he gets hurt, and you get the diagnosis on the injury. It's like, man, he's done. Hopefully, he's ready for the start of next year.
Yeah.
The next game, they're like, yeah, Looney's going to try to go tonight. I'm reading this. I'm like, what the hell? What are you talking about?
Glue him up.
And
let's go.
And out there playing. Gasol was going right for you.
Yeah, he was. He was.
What'd you say to him?
Yeah, man, I just chalked it up to the game, man, because I know if I was him, I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
So I couldn't blame him. So, but I just went out there, you know, I couldn't miss no finals game. You know, everybody don't have a chance to play in the finals, and I wasn't going to let an injury out like that just put me out. You know, I didn't want to have no regrets or, man, if I'd have played those last two games, man, I would have did this. I wanted to go out there and lay it all on the line, and I did that.
It's that championship pedigree, and you know, you look at your personal game and the evolution of your game, you know, from going through the injuries early on and now turning into a legitimate offensive weapon. How excited are you for this season to know you're going to get more burn, you'll probably get more touches, more shots? It's going to be a big year for you.
Yeah, definitely. No, I'm really excited. You know, I'm a lot more on my shoulders this year. I'm really excited for that. You know, that's what you work hard for all summer and your whole career, if I have a chance to go out there and improve yourself. So each year I try to get better and add something new to my game, and this year I think I can add a lot. I can do a lot more on offensive end and continue what I do and take my defense to the next level. So I'm really excited to show people what I can do. You know, playing on our team, we got a lot of great players, and people don't get to see everything you can do, but this year it's going to be a little different with guys being hurt. There's a lot more opportunity out there. I'm willing to go out there and show what I can do.
Kevon Looney with us here on 95.7 The Game. What was it like in the playoffs 2 years ago? I remember the Houston series. You were out there, and that game was moving so fast.
Yeah.
And then take that experience from 2 years ago and apply it to this year. Do you feel like you grew a lot when it came to competing in the playoffs?
I grew a whole lot. You know, that first year, I was scared. that's the only way you can say it. I went out there, and I didn't play. I played a lot towards the end of the season, but the beginning of the season, I wasn't playing as much. And then to go in and just be thrown into that atmosphere where now I'm holding, like, the best players in the league every night.
Just straight all-stars on the court.
Yeah, and the Hall of Fame players, and I got to go out there, and I got that assignment. And coach and my team are expecting me to do my job. So I was kind of nervous, but it gave me a lot of confidence going into my last season. I felt really good about myself. I feel like I'll prove myself and I earn my respect as an NBA player. You know, at first, I felt like I was on the border. It can go either way. That's what people thought. And I went out there and proved myself. And then going to the next season, going to the playoffs, I feel like experience, and I knew what it took to be a champion. And it really carried off for me.
After all was said and done with free agency, the team set,
Have you been busting Steph at all that he's the old guy on the team now? He's the oldest guy on the team.
A little bit. That's crazy. It's crazy to me. We usually have like a really old guy.
Yeah, there's some old heads, man. David West. He's like 50.
I've been like the youngest guy on the team for like the last 4 or 5 years. And so now that I'm now I feel like I'm right in the middle. So I've been saying, we've got these young guys now. Like, I'm old. They're really about the same age as me. So Coach always calls me the youngest vet in the NBA. So that's a good title for me. And I'm excited to see the guys come on our team, like younger guys. I got another guy from Milwaukee with me. So I'm excited for our team this year.
When did you know you belong? Like, you know, from injuries, from UCLA, you know, think about where the travel, how you traveled and your journey in the NBA. When did you know that you belonged in the NBA, especially with all the injuries you went through?
I knew from the so I had a lot of confidence in myself. So my rookie year, after coming off injury, I told myself, like, everything was moving so fast, but I knew exactly where to be. I was just a half second late every time. So I'm like, man, if I get working out this summer and I get in shape, I can do it. I know where I'm supposed to do. I know what's supposed to happen. I didn't feel out of place, but after I got my body in great shape, going into my third year and playing all summer at UCLA, playing with a lot of pro guys, and I really felt good about myself. But when I knew I belonged was going into my third season, and I probably missed I didn't play like the first 10 games, and I think it was a game versus the Wizards, and Draymond got ejected at halftime.
You don't say that.
You'd be like, Dre, you'd be like, get him, Dre, get him, Dre.
Must have been a misunderstanding. Right. Yeah.
So Coach started me the second half, and I had a great game. I'm like, I can do this. Like, this is where I'm supposed to be. I feel confident about myself, and everything that I worked on that summer, it came out in that game. Like, I belong here in this league.
And now this past summer, you're now an established NBA player, and you went overseas to Japan. Is that right? What was that experience like, and what was your summer like?
It was a lot of fun in Japan. I got to see a lot of stuff, and it was actually a part of a camp. I was seeing a lot of high school guys, and it's crazy that I used to be that in those camps like 4 or 5 years ago. So for me to be on the other side as a coach and as the NBA player, where they asking me these questions, it was a lot of fun. It felt kind of weird at first, but it was a lot of fun. You know, a lot of great talent there. But then I got to explore Japan and see everything. It was a lot of shopping over there, so I got to spend some of my new money.
Once you signed that deal, what's the first thing you bought?
I had to move, so I had to move over to San Francisco. So that
living in the city, man, now.
Yeah, living in the city now is different.
How you liking it?
I'm liking it a lot. I'm still trying to get used to it. Got to find my new route to the arena and find some new food spots. You know, I see a lot of stuff, and I'm trying to be on a diet, but I see all these good food spots in my neighborhood. Like, man, I gotta try at least once. So,
Joe here is the official ambassador of Mission Beach. Yeah. In case you need any help.
Mission Bay.
If you're gonna do it, I live right down
Mission
the street.
San Diego.
I am here for you. Whatever you need, I got all the food spots on lock.
So I'm just gonna go ahead and ask you now. I'm a wing connoisseur. I need the best wing spot in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
I just need a recommendation, because that's my go-to. When I have a cheat meal, I need some buffalo wings.
Okay, I got you. So my wife is from outside Buffalo, New York, the home of the Buffalo Wing.
Right.
So I had to run this by her. A year ago, I put it out on social. I said, I need the best wings in town. The Bills are playing on. I think it was Monday night.
Yeah.
Got to take care of the misses. Bring the best in. Place is called Teeth.
Teeth.
Okay, Teeth. It used to be called Dr. Teeth after, I think it's one of the Muppets, but then there was a lawsuit. It's a whole thing.
He's the best player in the band.
It's over in the Mission. Weren't you just there with D'Angelo Russell?
Yes.
Over in the Mission. I saw those pictures.
Yes.
It's over there. It's called Teeth. I'll get you dialed up.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Got the wings, baby. Got the wings.
Ambassador. That's what I told you. Hire me, baby. I just want some concert tickets. That's it. We're out of time. Kevon Looney, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
We really appreciate it. Congratulations on all the success. Success, man. Keep it going.
All right. Thanks, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.